How to stop taking things personally? This is a problem with all of us. We always take things that whatever somebody is saying, this is for me. When somebody is passing a judgment, when somebody is saying something, we always tend to think that they are judging me. And we start to take things personally. Hello and welcome to Rupali Shukla Podcast, a place where you get the opportunity to grow, give and get every single day. Today, in this particular episode, I'm going to tell you 4 steps exactly that will help you to stop taking things personally. Before jumping into those 4 steps, I would like you to pay the fees. And as you might be knowing, the fees is tell a friend. If you find anything valuable in this particular episode, do share with your friend. Do tell it somebody who might be interested in something which is happening here right now. So first of all, I would like to tell you the very first step is have things to do. What do I mean by have things to do? I simply mean keep yourself busy. If you have some goals, if you have some to-do list on a daily basis, you will keep on working towards that particular thing. And you will not have the time for gossiping, for talking, and for getting those judgments from others. So you won't receive, you won't consume any negative stuff from others. I'm not saying that you completely distract or detach yourself from people. What I want to say is have things to do. For example, spend time with your friends, spend time with your family, do work which you enjoy, the work in which you find joy. You have to do those kind of stuff. Now comes the second step. Stop worrying about what other people think. You have to stop worrying about what others are thinking about you. And trust me, the sooner you stop worrying about what others are thinking or saying about you, you will be more at peace. You will enjoy your life. And that is going to be something wonderful. And that is something you will appreciate yourself for doing. So this is my personal advice. I do follow this and you should also follow this. You should stop worrying about what other people think about you. And in this way, you will stop taking things personally. Because you can't stop everyone's mouth and say like, you can't say like this, you don't have the idea, you don't have to do this, you don't have to say this. So there are people, you know what, whenever somebody is passing any kind of judgment or trying to criticize you, it is always about them. Like 99% of the times, it is always about them. It has nothing to do with you. Now comes the third step. Don't jump to conclusions. What happens is, sometimes we just misinterpret things. It used to happen with me back in my first year of my college. What I used to do was, whenever somebody is saying something to me or talking to me, I used to jump to conclusions without even understanding the proper reason or listening to that particular person carefully. So I don't want you to repeat the same mistake. Don't ever jump to conclusions. What happens is, sometimes the other fellow might be trying to do something else and things went wrong and they might have said something in a general way and you are taking it personally. So don't jump to conclusion. Just don't jump. This is very important. Fourth and the very final step, if you want to stop taking things personally, is don't reply with negativity. It is very easy to react to something which is being said to you. When people are passing judgment, they are saying something about you, about your work, about your lifestyle, about the way you look, or anything. Like, people can say about anything. They don't need any particular thing to say about. If somebody wants to judge you or criticize you or wanna pass some kind of comment, they can talk about anything. They can talk about your hair, they can talk about your, they can talk about literally, like, they can talk about any rubbish thing. They just need something to talk about, right? So it is very easy to reply with a negative and toxic reply. It is very easy. And you should maintain this. You should have this. You have to train your brain to not reply with negativity, because this is just gonna add more toxic things in that particular conversation. The best way is to remain silent or just leave that place after a few seconds or few minutes. This is the best way. I know this is something very hard. You would say that whenever somebody is saying something to me, I quickly respond, I quickly react. But you have to maintain, if you really wanted to stop taking things personally, you have to focus on this last step very much, because things get wrong when we reply without even thinking. So these were my 4 steps to help you to stop taking things personally. And if you like this particular episode, do share with your friend. Thank you for listening, and you are free to DM me on Instagram, that is @roopali_shukla. Thank you for listening, and I will be back with another episode very soon.